Welcome to the Discover Universal Podcast. Keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle. And watch your step on the moving walkway, because we're taking you park to park to prepare you for your next visit. Let's Discover Universal. Welcome to the Discover Universal Podcast. I'm Carrie, and I'm packed for my RIP tour. I got my comfy shoes, my flannel shirt, and my signature scream.
And I'm Demi, and I'm also packed for my RIP tour with all the info, knowledge, and exclusive access.
So excited to have you in the studio. I would love for you to introduce yourself real quick and let us know what your title is here at Universal.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Demi once again, and I am one of the supervisors with the VIP experience. I've been with the VIP experience for the last 7 years of my time in the company, done pretty much everything, started as a tour guide, was a tour guide for about 4 years, a trainer, and then I started moving into the leadership role as a senior coordinator and most recently a supervisor.
Supervisor. That means you're very important. I got to tell you, not only am I a brand newbie to an RIP tour, but we have a new intern here today, Shelby, and Shelby has never been to Universal Halloween Horror Nights, ever. Not even a haunted house, she said. So this is a night of firsts.
Yes, and this is a perfect way to experience it for your first time, because we'll be able to tell you everything about what's going on with the event, what's going on in the houses, what's going on in the scare zones, so that you are fully informed, know what's going on. I wish I had the tour guide for my first time at Halloween Horror Nights. It was the 25th anniversary, and there was so much history and lore to the event that I did not understand whatsoever. So especially with this year and all of the content that we have packed in, it's going to be really helpful to have someone to help explain those storylines to you.
100%. And every year, it just seems like it gets bigger and deeper and more information. And y'all, get ready to join us on this RIP tour episode of the Discover Universal Podcast. Demi, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Now, I'm so excited to be hanging out here with Demi, but before we get into that, I want to let all of you know how this works. Now, the RIP tour experience is a separately ticketed experience. Event admission is not included in that price, so you do need a separate Halloween Horror Nights event admission ticket for all RIP tour experiences, and it must be valid for the same calendar day as the RIP tour ticket. I think I said that right. Did I do good, Demi?
You did a great job.
Thank you. Okay, let's launch into this because I want to know all the cool stuff about RIP tours.
Yes, there's so much that goes into an RIP tour to make it really special.
Yeah.
The RIP tour itself, it's an elevated way to experience the event. We have both a non-private and a private RIP tour. The non-private being one where you're with multiple different groups that are going to be traveling with other parties that are experiencing the event as one large group. Or you also have a private experience where you can have just your family customizing your itinerary to experience the event. You're always going to be going through the haunted houses, the scare zones, and experiencing our show. But there's a lot of additional perks and entitlements on top of that. I'd say it kind of starts when you first are going to check in for our tours. You can check in at our VIP lobby. And then that's already starting your day up for success, because if you've come to the event, you may know, especially as you're getting close to that event start time, the line can get super, super long.
For sure.
To get into those turnstiles.
Always.
So you get to head straight to the lobby to check in for your tour, greeted by one of our fabulous RIP hosts, our tour guides that are helping you through that check-in process. You actually get your own RIP lanyard that we have only for our RIP tour guests. And with that lanyard, you not only are able to show everyone that you're on an RIP tour as you're going through the event, but you're also going to be able to have an entitlement of Express Pass at our attractions either before or after your tour. So you can get started with those as you lead up to your official check-in time.
Okay, this is already bougie. So you have your own separate entrance. You get specialty merch that says, look at me, I'm on the RIP tour. And you get your Express Pass. And you get exclusive knowledge and access to those haunted houses that are available and the show?
Correct.
And the scare zones.
Yes.
This is a lot to take in, Demi.
It's a lot of information.
This is a lot. So now we know what an RIP tour is, sort of what's included in an RIP tour. So if you were, like, if someone was thinking, I really want to take an RIP tour, but like, maybe I'm on the fence, or like, maybe I don't have enough information, or maybe I want to hear from somebody who's been on it before, what would be your biggest piece of, like, information or any tips or tricks that you would give to somebody considering taking an RIP tour?
Listen to your tour guide. like we talked about, they have so much information. They're able to tell all the incredible storylines, interesting info, fun facts, and help set you up to understand what you're about to be walking through as you experience the haunted houses and scare zones, so that you can really pick up on all the incredible detail and theming that our art and design team has made into creating those zones. They're going to help set you up for success in terms of how to navigate the park and the resort in the most efficient way for minimal backtracking, minimal steps. Navigating the resort as possible is always helpful because we do a lot of walking.
Good call. I love that. Now, when you're on the RIP tour, let's say you booked maybe a private RIP tour. And like you said, you can customize your itinerary. Talk a little bit more about that. Like, let's say you're coming, you know, with your family. What options do you have with that private tour that you may not have with a non-private tour?
So because you can customize it however you want, it's truly whatever you want to do that day. But you can also experience the attractions on the private RIP tour.
Ooh.
Most people will stick with, of course, experiencing most of the events, so the haunted houses, the scare zones, the show, but you can also experience the attractions with front of the line access on the private RIP tour. You can also do the houses multiple times. So,
oh, yeah. Whoa. Okay, so if you find a favorite, you can like come back again. Very good VIP tip, everybody.
Yeah, if you just want to do the houses, if you want to spend the whole night riding Revenge of the Mummy and over and over again. But also note that customizable itinerary as well as experiencing attractions is specifically for the private RIP tour. For our non-private RIP tour, it is a more structured itinerary, and you can experience attractions using your RIP tour credential outside of the time of the tour.
Okay, so now this brings me to the other attractions that may be open and available during Halloween Horror Nights. So you're saying it's not just haunted houses or scare zones or a specialty show. Maybe there are other attractions they can ride as well?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the whole shebang. I mean, if you want to come and you want to experience some of those premier attractions and haunted houses and scare zones and the show, you can do this in one fell swoop with this RIP tour.
Correct. But that's incredible. A lot to experience all in one night.
True.
It's definitely like thrill after thrill after thrill. So if you need a bit of a step back, a bit of a break from that, we also have exclusive bar locations that we offer for our RIP tour guests.
So for our guests 21 and up who might like to enjoy some special spooky libations, there's special places for them as well.
Yes.
You're selling me on this, Demi. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to take everybody I know. Let's do it. All right. Any other special things that you would tell people who maybe have not experienced the event before or never experienced an RIP tour? Any of those extra VIP tips that you might have?
Tours can be booked in several different places. If you are looking to book a non-private tour, you're welcome to book that either online or over the phone with our VIP sales team. If you're staying at one of our hotels, you can visit the concierge desk and book it with them. Or if you're coming to the parks, feel free to stop by our sales booths, and they're able to sell tours there as well. I will say, if you are booking a private RIP tour, make sure that you book it with a real live person, either over the phone or in person, because they just want to be able to talk through some of the details of what that tour is going to include before purchasing.
Good call. And there's like different number of guests, you know, pricing and availability and all that you can find that in our show notes. Courtesy of Demi is going to give us all the great links. So check all that information out in our show notes via our website. That's so great. Demi, you are awesome. Thank you for letting me pick your brain. What do you say we go on this RIP tour?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yay! See you guys later.
Here we go. This is also an actual full moon tonight.
Oh,
so it's
God.
About to get crazy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, that was so good. That was so good. Oh, no. Oh.
That's a good scare.
Ah! I know him.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Oh! Okay, all right. Well, I'm already upset. I don't feel good about this. This is not fun for me.
That was gorgeous.
Yay! You did it!
So good.
Demi, we're back in the studio.
We made it.
Oh, my gosh. I have so much adrenaline coursing through my body right now. That was insane. We survived an RIP tour.
We did.
Yes. I feel like a VIP because that was priority access. That is like boom, right into every haunted house. That was a big deal.
Yeah. We didn't have to wait in any lines at all. There was instances where we did one haunted house and then we came out, our adrenaline was still going.
Yes.
And we went right into the next house, and it made it almost even more intense and exciting because we had just kept that energy going all night long. There wasn't any point when we're like waiting in the line, getting tired. It was just like one thing after another after another.
Yes. If I could describe an RIP tour in one word, I would say it is momentum. It is very like they explain that our tour guide, Madison.
Yes.
Fabulous. Shout out to Madison. Thank you for all of the amazing information and background knowledge about all the haunted houses and scare zones. She would kind of gather our whole group with her. She has a little light. That's the best way you can follow your tour guide. She would gather us all up and she would explain just in a quick like minute what to expect from the haunted house. And that was a really great way to prepare us for what we were about to see, especially because I know, Demi, you had been in and you had seen a lot of the sets and everything. But this was both of our first times seeing it like in the dark with characters, with all the effects and everything. So it was really, really cool to get her take on everything. And I mean, it blew me away how incredible the houses are this year.
They're so good. I can't even think of one that like wasn't an extraordinary experience. Like,
totally.
All of them, I kept expecting one to maybe not live up to the last, but
yeah.
They just kept being better and better. And it was such an incredible experience.
It really is. And like you had said before, it's so amazing, like our original content houses, to really get into the nitty-gritty, to hear Madison's explanation of everything, because there's little things. If you've never been to the haunted houses here, they're so chock full of details and decorations and special moments that it was really cool. Demi was like pointing some of the stuff out to me that Madison had mentioned and some of the stuff that she knew about. But to get those little blurbs ahead of time, it just really puts you in the mindset because it is so full of momentum to like, okay, focus on this house for the next 10 minutes and then bam, let's focus on this house. So that was just a really great way to like keep me, I guess, like focus on what I was doing,
because yeah.
Like there's just so much going on. I mean, wow.
Yes.
It was crazy. I mean, okay, let's start about reactions like from the tip top of the RIP tour when we checked in at Cafe La Mamba.
Yes.
So we roll in.
We roll in. There's a line all the way out to NBC Sports Grill and Brew.
Yes.
And we went around it and just walked right up to the lobby. We had some incredible hosts, another guy that was welcoming us, explaining us what to do, where to check in, where to go from there. We got all of our amazing swag.
Yes,
these
we
RIP
did.
Credentials.
Ooh,
they
love
look
it.
So good.
They really do.
And then we made our way directly into the event immediately. We hardly even had any line to check in. We went right on in.
Yep.
And then immediately we were in a scare zone. And it was like, oh my gosh, it's happening. The fog is rolling in. They say, see you in the fog. We saw.
We
it was
saw.
Incredible.
We saw and were seen
mm-hmm.
in the fog.
Yeah.
When we made our way to Cafe La Bamba, I know that you had mentioned earlier that there's like a pre-tour reception with, you know, some light bites. And there were a lot of light bites.
Yes. I ran out of hands.
What a great way, like you said, to make friends.
Yeah.
You know, you're all going on this RIP tour, having this special experience, having this really cool reception in this beautiful place. And it was just an awesome, like, sort of meet and greet. Beforehand. Yeah. That was like one of my favorite parts.
Me too.
Yeah,
the energy was electric. Like everyone was just so excited, so happy to be there. All the tour guides that were working around, helping around Cafe La Bamba, the chefs behind the line, like you could tell everyone was just so excited for it to finally be Halloween Horror Nights.
Yes.
To finally be here in this event that we've been planning for pretty much the whole year.
Yes.
And now it's here, it's happening, and we're all about to go experience it.
It was so amazing. We were able to get through 9 of the 10 houses, not because we didn't want to do the 10th house, but we also had a job to do. We had to come back here to the studio to record. So we were able to get through almost everything tonight. And there were some really cool special access points that we had. Demi, I know you were talking before, because I know you know the park map right now a little bit better, of course, than I do, like where the houses are. And you were like, hey, remember when we went in that house and we went straight to the other one that was next door, and then we went straight to the other one that was next door? Like, we saved so many steps. And that's such a huge perk of being on an RIP tour, because going from entrance point to exit point to the next entrance point could take you maybe 10 minutes to have to circumvent other attractions or other haunted houses or other areas in the park. Like, this was just literally door to door. And Madison was there with her little blue light that we can all follow. Like, it's just a really, really easy way to like get all that stuff done. But I do have to say, we were walking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're walking the entire park.
Oh, yeah. Entire park. So, VIP tip, I would say definitely wear your comfy shoes. Definitely think about, you know, if it's like raining or if you need to bring water with you or if you want to bring gum or like some body spray to freshen up, whatever. Like, you are going to be outside walking around and it is like house to house to house to house. So be ready to be out in the elements and like you're hoofing it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The sun is down, but it is still Florida. It is still very muggy.
You are correct.
Be prepared.
Yes.
Stay hydrated.
Yes. But another cool perk is we were treated to a couple of the exclusive bar locations.
We were.
So much fun. They have they like transform it, especially for the RIP tour guests.
Yes. One of the first bar locations that we went to is the Fallon VIP room. Mm-hmm. It's a special area that most people that are navigating the park will never be able to go into because it's a special room built inside the building where Race to New York starring Jimmy Fallon is. And it's a specialty bar location for our RIP tours that not only has that special VIP room, but it also extends out into this amazing exterior courtyard area where we have high top tables and you can look out over the park. You have an incredible view of the Hollywood Riverside Rocket.
Gorgeous.
Took a great group photo. And as you're looking out, you can see the Music Plaza stage where they have the whole long line for the house.
Yes.
That we do not have to wait in.
Nope.
So it made me feel very VIP in that moment.
Much.
Looking over the line and being like, ah, look at that line. We are not going to be waiting in. How
yes.
nice.
That was a very special bougie moment for us.
Yes. Yes.
We were on a non-private tour, so Madison was kind of dictating our itinerary, but she was also really good about, like, if you need to use the restroom or if you need to take a water break or if you need to chill out, go ahead and do it. And she was super communicative. And her itinerary, like, obviously they're trained for this. Her itinerary made perfect sense. There's a lot of times, like, we skipped over things. And I was like, wait, are we going back to that? It's like, y'all, there's a method to Madison's madness. We're going to get back there. This is RIP tour. You know you're going to get to experience everything.
Yes, we had a very direct path. We never backtracked back through something we had already walked through.
Yes.
Everything that we had been going to made sense, and all of a sudden we were in the perfect place for the time that we had arranged to go to the show. And
yes.
It's like, how did she know to get us here at this perfect time? And we had already seen everything that we needed to see. It was very well planned.
Well done, Madison.
Yeah.
Crush
so
it.
So good. So good.
We had another first-time experience this evening. Now, I would love first to welcome Shelby.
Hello.
How you doing, girl?
I'm so good.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Now, Shelby is our brand new intern. She's also a brand newbie to Universal's Halloween Horror Nights experience.
Yes, I am. And I got all the frights and thrills tonight. Let me tell you about it.
How did you feel knowing that your first experience was going to be an RIP tour?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know how to explain it. It was so thrilling. We, like you guys said, we got through everything so fast and everything was just so mapped out for us. But
yeah.
Like also we got to experience it the way we wanted to, which I really appreciated.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She was so great at that. Now, there was a moment where I think it was your very first haunted house when we went in. And it was a particularly scary, like gory situation, maybe not so much up your alley. You sat it out.
Yeah, I just, I knew that maybe that one wasn't for me, and there were other houses that I definitely would want to experience, and I just feel like I kind of made Halloween Horror Nights kind of my own, and I was able to experience it and have fun the way that I wanted to.
That's awesome. And Madison was so cool about it. She was like, no sweat, you can chill with me. And
yeah, we were definitely like besties tonight. Like,
oh, that's so great!
Yeah, she made me feel so comfortable and just, you know, really set up each house for us and let us know what to expect. And it was just so fun.
That's great. And that's another VIP tip to any of our RIP tour guests. You don't have to experience everything, even on a non-private tour. They may go to every place because you may be with other guests that do want to experience everything. But if you want to sit something out, no problem. No problem. You join back in. It's still your tour.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
And if you're going to be seeing something out, it's also really convenient because, for example, if you were to go with us to the event on the normal night and maybe we're waiting an hour in line and then you have to wait not only for us to wait in line for the haunted house and then to go through it, whereas with this, you only had to wait a few minutes for us to go through the house and then we were back up again and continuing on.
Ready to go.
Yeah, it was like 5 minutes, I think. So
crazy. Well, what's your overall feeling about Halloween Horror Nights?
I'm actually already excited to come back.
Oh,
yeah,
yay!
So it was so fun. I just want to experience it again and, you know, just take it all in just a second time. So I'm so excited.
We got another one. Another fan.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Universal Halloween Horror Nights family. You're part of it. I know, right? I love it. Well, any other reactions, ladies? Anything else special our listeners should know?
So now we finished our tour. I think something that's really cool to keep in mind about how the premium experience can continue through the evening is with our swag, with our RIP tour credentials, we can experience the rides after the tour, because that's one of the things that's not included on the non-private tour experience. So we can go through the express line of the rides in the park that are open during the event. So that's another way we can still keep the fun going, keep those thrills going. As a reminder, the express as included on the non-private tour is just for the rides. You'll experience the houses while on tour. If we want to go through the houses again, we would have to wait in line. But we can at least go through the express line for those attractions. Yeah!
Demi, you are so full of information and knowledge and exclusive access that I'm here to test it.
Okay.
I would like to play a little rapid-fire question session with you. Maybe our listeners want all the quick information in one digestible chunk. So we're going to go from the beginning of someone who maybe booked an RIP tour. We're going to go from the beginning of their experience to the end. I'm going to throw some rapid fire questions out at you.
Okay.
You ready?
Sounds
to go?
Good.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. First question. Parking. Do I have any parking perks with an RIP tour?
Yes, you do.
Hooray.
Our RIP tour guests actually get to have valet parking complimentary for their tour.
That's amazing. One vehicle based on availability and advance purchase. Nice work. Okay, where do I check in? Where can I check in?
Guests can check in at the VIP lobby located to the left of the guest services window. If they are already in the park and looking to start their tour, they can also check in at Cafe La Bamba, located in the Hollywood section of our park. And if they're already in the park before the event has started, and as Universal Studios Florida is closing for the evening, they can also wait in our Cafe La Bamba holding area so that they are in the right place to check in for their tour as soon as they're able to do so.
That's amazing. Thank you. Okay, let's say I get to my check-in area. What do I receive as part of my exclusive merchandise?
You receive a exclusive RIP lanyard and button.
Ooh, and a tour credential?
Yes.
And what's that?
Tour credential shows everyone you're on an RIP tour, and it gives you unlimited express access at our attractions, specifically our rides in the park.
That's exciting. One each per guest, of course, based on availability. I see we have priority VIP access, entry to haunted houses, and participating park attractions. Is that for private and non-private tours?
So the private and non-private tours are going to have that front-of-the-line access to our haunted houses. That's one of my favorite things with the RIP tour. We literally walk you as close to the front of the line as possible for a minimal wait. For the attractions, that's going to be exclusively for our private RIP experiences. Non-private tour guests are able to go to the attractions with that express pass.
Fantastic. Do I have access to any special food or drinks?
Yes. We have our pre-tour reception at Cafe La Bamba, which has those light bites and a cash bar. And then throughout the tour, they may be stopping at other exclusive bar locations that we have for our RIP tour guests, where we may have additional cash bars and food available to purchase, those bars being for guests that are 21 and up.
Fabulous. Last question. Let's say I need to take a break. I'm all scared out and maybe I need to chill at a show. Do I get any special perks by going to that show?
Yes, we have reserved seating.
Reserved seating for our private and non-private guests?
Yes.
That is fancy.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Those are some amazing perks as being part of an RIP tour. All right, my friends, I know we threw a lot of information at you here today. Special thanks to Demi for being here, for letting me pick her brain and give her a rapid-fire question session. But I'm going to go back through and give you a quick take five about what we talked about today with our RIP tours. Number one, highly recommend taking an RIP tour. Y'all, you get such unique info. You have knowledge from our trained RIP tour guides. You have special access to our haunted houses, participating attractions, special food and drink locations. It's just a great way to dive even deeper to one of our favorite events of the year, Halloween Horror Nights. Number two, how can you book these tours? You can book online for a non-private tour, up to 6 guests. But if you'd like that private tour, call for that experience. You can book up to 12 guests maximum. However, for parties larger than 10 guests, each additional guest must purchase a separate private VIP experience add-on upgrade ticket. Number three, we've said a lot of times there's a private tour and a non-private tour. What's the difference? The non-private tour, it could be with other parties of guests, and you will go through available haunted houses one time. A private tour does have a customizable itinerary for your guests, and you will be with that same party, so there won't be strangers in your party, although that could be a lot of fun to make some friends. Number four, you do get special perks with both of those tours, private and non-private. You get that priority VIP entrance to haunted houses, front-of-the-line access, complimentary valet parking, pre-tour reception with food and drink, special merchandise, exclusive bar locations, reserved seating for available shows, Universal Express Unlimited Pass for participating attractions. Y'all, I'm out of breath. There's a lot going on. Specialty perks for both of those tours. You got to get into it. Number five, this is a VIP tip from Demi. Like we said before, make new friends, either with those fellow tour guests or your RIP tour guides. Halloween Horror Nights is such a great bonding experience. You know, I've been with my friends and family. It's definitely something memorable. Why don't you book that RIP tour to really elevate that experience? Enjoy it and savor the scares. We are so glad that you joined us here on the Discover Universal podcast to talk about the RIP tours as part of Universal's Halloween Horror Nights. Special thanks to Demi, our amazing voice of the RIP tours, giving us all the information. Special thanks to our executive producer, Michelle, our intern, Shelby, our sound engineer, Art, and to all of our listeners. Leave us a review and tell us that you're having a good time. Thanks for joining us. Peace out. Did you love this episode? Leave us a review and don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Want to learn more about Universal destinations and experiences? Head to our show notes for more information, including the Discover Universal blog with links to articles, videos, and this podcast.